now is the time to declare yourself.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse.
Do not be fooled by their cuteness. Wake up.
Y94.
Now, we're about to dive into the one that got away, which is very optimistic, yeah? I lost touch with somebody. I'd really like to get to know them again, rekindle that old flame. But then in about 15 minutes or so, we have Private Y, which is really less optimistic. It's somebody that thinks they're being cheated on. So two completely contradictory things on the show today. First, the one that got away. Today, we have Allie. Now, Allie has somebody in her life that she's lost touch with and is curious about. Allie, we would love to hear all about your one that got away.
My one that got away, his name is Kyle. We haven't spoken in about 7 years. We dated for about 3 years when we were a lot younger. And I was so sure I was going to marry this guy. He was like my first big love. We had so much fun together.
So what happened?
Well, he was that guy, right? You know, I said we dated when we were young, and we met too young, if that makes sense, you know? But everything was perfect. It was like the perfect storm. We were just too young for such a serious relationship, but we got to the point where it was like, you know, Uber, get off the pot, you know? So we just kind of each decided mutually that while we cared a lot for each other and we probably could make it long term, we just were too young to even think about getting married.
So basically what you're saying is you guys wanted to get married to each other, but you broke up instead?
Well, yeah. Oh, boy, that sounds really stupid when you say that, but it sounds dumb hearing it out loud, doesn't it? We were too young to be in such a serious relationship. We each had things we wanted to experience in life, like college, right? And we didn't even want to go to the same college or even be in the same state. Like, I wanted to stay here. He was all about going to, like, Florida because he wanted to be warm. So we just kind of parted ways. And, you know, the last day I saw him, he told me if we were meant to be together, then we would find each other again.
Okay, and I take it the fact that we're even talking to you tells me that never happened then, huh?
It didn't. But I'd like it to. Now, you know, I look at my life now. I sowed my oats. You know, I hope that doesn't make me come off as easy or anything. I don't mean it like that, but
does sowed my oats mean I've hooked up with a lot of guys? Is that what that means?
Well, I know what's out there. Okay. Now, I hope he sowed his too, and if he's ready, I'm ready. Like, I'd like to dive right back into where we left things and see what happens.
So do you even know where he is in life right now? I mean, is he even in the area?
I have no idea. I know he had every intention of moving back, you know, after college, but I've never bumped into him. I don't know anyone that's heard about him. I found him on Facebook, but his privacy settings are super, super tight, and I don't want to be that creepy ex-girlfriend that's like, you know, adding him just because, like, I'm lonely, you know?
So what can we do? I mean, are you looking to, like, actually meet him and go out to dinner, or do you just want to have, like, a phone conversation?
I don't know, like, anything he's willing to give. Like, if he doesn't live in the general area, like, an internet or phone relationship, maybe we could start out with that. Like, I'd like to know if he's ready to settle down, because if he's still being the crazy player college guy, I'm not really going to be interested. But most of all, I'd like to know if he misses me like I miss him.
Okay. Well, the fact that you, I mean, you already have the link to his Facebook page. We have his full name. It's not going to be all that hard for us to work on this. I mean, we're going to be able to find him pretty quickly. So if we can connect in a day or two and maybe just chat about where we are at this point and go from there.
Yeah, that sounds good, guys. I'd really appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, no, I appreciate that. I think you've given us, like, the easiest, the one that got away hunt that we've ever had to do. Like, I feel like I could just Facebook him right now. Hey, dude, what do you think about Allie? You live in Fargo? You want to go on a date sometime? So that'll be real easy. We'll do that here. Give us a day or two, and we'll have an update on Allie and, was it Kyle?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm playing Tetris. playing Angry Birds, so I don't know what's going on. We'll do that in a day or two here.
Go! Get up. Get up, get up.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse with Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
Y94.